Fresh
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, you've been watching the Breaking Bad. You've binged on that.
Finished it. Yeah.
Okay.
Last weekend.
Well, there's a lot of Breaking Bad fans who are buzzing over something that two of the dudes put out on social media yesterday. Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, the two big stars of Breaking Bad, they shared the same photo yesterday of a couple of donkeys along with the caption, "Soon." Now, fans think that means that there's a movie in the works that is supposed to be going to Netflix. And Variety says there's going to be some kind of Breaking Bad sequel film. But Bryan Cranston is, you know where he is. He's not around.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he would, unless it's a prequel and they're wrong about that, I'm not sure. But Better Call Saul is sort of a prequel to Breaking Bad.
I am interested in picking up with that now after everything.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. A little funnier. Bob Odenkirk. Good thing. Okay, now you got this going on here. A website where you can buy personalized video messages from a celebrity. Okay? So you can shell out some money, and I don't know what they do. Wish you a happy birthday. I'm not sure what they do in these videos, but here's what you're going to have to pay to get them. If you want a Snoop Dogg or a Brett Favre or a Wesley Snipes, maybe 20 years ago.
Hi, tax evasion class of 2020. I'm Wesley Snipes.
Or a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That'll run you $500 to get a personalized video from those guys. Gary Busey or Charlie Sheen are $350. One of those guys. I would think Charlie Sheen would charge more than Wesley Snipes and Busey, for that matter.
I don't know. Chuck.
Busey's crazy. He'd be funny to have one from Busey.
Yeah.
And Chuck Sheen's crazy. He was crazy.
I mean, if you were going to have a bachelor party or something, some epic bachelor party, and you wanted some kind of motivational message from from Gary Busey before you went out, or Charlie Sheen or something like that, you throw, hey, hold on, guys, before we leave the hotel room or whatever for the night, I got this message real quick. We got to watch. And then it's Charlie Sheen. You just tell him what you're up to, and he would probably go crazy with you.
Then for $100 to $150, if you want to cheap out, you can get the likes of Gilbert Gottfried, Tommy Chong, and Ghostbuster Ernie Hudson. Ernie Hudson. That's probably the only coin poor Ernie's making these days, is on personalized videos. Okay. So there's that's out there. And then there's this. Sylvester Stallone apparently is getting criticized for charging money for selfies in the UK.
Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
For selfies?
He's promoting his final Rambo film. I didn't even know this. I guess there's another Rambo, Last Blood. Okay?
Okay.
So he's in the big cities in the UK doing that. And he's got a black tie dinner called An Evening with Sylvester Stallone. That will take place across 3 dates in August and September. And there is a live stage interview with him. Whatever this costs, there's a 3-course dinner and there's some auction with some signed memorabilia that you can get. And then you can pay extra for a premium photo experience. You can get a selfie with Sly. Now, the premium experience will cost you just over $1,000 to get a selfie with Sylvester Stallone.
My daughter paid like $250 for something it was Meet the Stars from that Avengers thing. And she got to go in for 2 seconds and take a quick photo or whatever and get
an
autograph.
Actual...
Yeah, with one of the, like Chris Young or some one of them.
Okay. Well, rock stars do this all the time.
Yeah.
They... For most bands nowadays, unless they're the Rollings, unless they're one of the top 2 or 3 biggies, they have these packages where you can buy great seats, and then for an extra
meet and greet,
whatever, you can go backstage, and it costs extra to go back there for the meet and greet to get the picture taken with those guys. So I don't know why they would be critical of Sylvester Stallone or actors doing it if rock stars.
I guess if it. I wasn't thinking of Sylvester Stallone. I was thinking, picturing him on the street. Like, you know, somebody walks up to him, hey, dude, can I get a selfie? He's like, well, give me $5.
Give me $1,000. It's your card.
$1,000.
Give me your card, man.
But in a controlled environment, okay, I guess I can see that.
And you know, people get those all the time. They get those freebies at airports and with these rock stars and with Sylvester Stallone. So
okay, so, you know, as far as celebrity sending you a video, are you paying to have a video message? What would you pay if you could come home every day and hit a button on a television and there would be a note, there would be a video there from Bruce Springsteen? Hey, welcome home, John. It's the boss. Why don't you go grab me a beer out of the fridge and let's watch the game? I mean, and you can just
say,
you show that to your friends every day. You walk in, hey, look.
That'd be cool. That would be very cool to have that.
You know,
a few $100 for sure. Easy.
You would pay. You
but
would pay
out of
up
all those
that.
Guys that we gave,
you could get them to say whatever you wanted.
Out of all those guys that we had on that list, I think Gary Busey would be the funniest one to get. I would pay more for Gary Busey than Brett Favre, and I'm a Packers fan. Snoop Dogg, any of those guys, Gary Busey would be great.
Hey, John, the weekend's here. Let's get the mushrooms out.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. That's in the script. That's the trash.